So now, this is how things stood. The cat pressed tight on one branch. The body shivering on another. The repulsive Parker rattling and shaking the tree with all his might. Pincus, remembering the terrible beating he took from this monster pig, standing bravely behind the locked gate, watching everything. He ran home, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. But at the branches of the old tree stretched out over the wall, Erhazel stomped and hacked the poor trunk. Grabbing hold of the branch, Pincus climbed onto the tree and whispered to the bird,